Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, and we're joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Paul, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are things going there?
Going good here. Do you have off on Monday, Paul, or you got to work like a lot of us?
Yeah, I'll be back Monday.
All right.
Are you guys off Tuesday?
We're off Tuesday. We won't be here Tuesday, but we will be here Monday and back again on Wednesday.
Do you have big plans for the holiday weekend?
Not anything big, but I mean, landscaping project will be one thing.
Nice.
Work.
To cross off the list.
Yeah. I hear you, Paul. Yeah, I'm going to be in the yard.
I know. I keep trying to check stuff off, too, of my own list.
Yeah. It does look like we're going to have good weather for the yard work and everything this weekend.
Yeah. It does look like, certainly some warmer temps and quieter conditions through the weekend. We still track into some warmer temps in the start of next week, and then a cool front comes in by Wednesday, which could touch off some showers and storms more towards Tuesday night, Wednesday time frame. So some of that in our forecast, but a pretty quiet couple of days, certainly some sun today, highs at about 86 with a west-northwest wind, 5 to 15, 61 and partly cloudy tonight. And then for your Saturday, mix of clouds and sun, 86 for the high, northwest winds, 5 to 10. 61 Saturday night, and then Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, just a slight chance for a shower, otherwise 85, and then 60 Sunday night. 90 on Monday and Tuesday, still sunny skies, and then that late day storm chance Tuesday, and Tuesday night, Wednesday, some chances for scattered storms. Mid-80s Wednesday, cooling down noticeably from there, with highs up around 80 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll exactly. Go with that one. We'll go.
Bad one. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Have yourself a great weekend. Don't work too hard. We'll meet you back here Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. You guys too.
Take care. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Not a bad forecast.
Not bad. I do hope we desperately need rain.
Yes, we do.
My grass desperately needs rain. Where you live, where I live in heavy clay country, you don't sprinkle, you don't water your yard. But I hope this can hold off so it doesn't wreck our 4th of July fireworks in town, you know, because he's saying Tuesday night.
That would be the luck, wouldn't it? The only thing keeping my father's lawn wet is his tears. It's hurting him so much to see his lawn suffering.
Which are salty, so it doesn't really help.
It doesn't help at all. I keep telling him that, but we definitely need the rain. Hopefully we get it, just not on Tuesday. Tuesday night.
Right, exactly.
I wanted to start off our show on a couple of good notes with some good stories of the day. I like to do that on Fridays. We end and begin with good stories. And our first one is one of you out there, our great listener, Diane, made us some cookies. Thank you, Diane. I would like to inform our staff they are all gone. I've eaten every single one of
them.
That's
a lie. There are cookies in the break room. Right, I was just in there and I was like, I wonder what these cookies are for because they look so perfect. So I didn't touch them, but now I'm going to.
I remember asking Diane years ago, these are great. Thank you for doing this. And I was expecting some reason or anything. There was no reason. It was just being nice.
Awesome.
Just being one of the greatest listeners we have. We appreciate you, Diane.
Well, next break, if I make it that long, I'm hitting the cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, they're so good. You have to. And we did not get a chance to do this the other day. I kind of thought it would be fun to do this with you, Terry, even though it is not on the exact date. Everybody here at this station, everybody who has ever worked at WFHR with her would like to wish a very, very happy work anniversary to our own Pam Hilke.
Oh, happy anniversary, Pam.
Back on the 27th, I believe, on Tuesday, Pam celebrated her work anniversary. And I know how long Pam's been working here because she's been working here as long as I've been alive.
I was going to guess 48 years. So it's 47?
46.
46.
46 years. She's been working here since 1977.
Wow.
She's been working here as long as I've been.
Congratulations.
I was born in 77. I mean, when we tell you that Pam Hilke is the heart of WFHR, we want to be nice because Pam deserves it, but we're being honest with you. Like, we're an information station. We're informing you. This is the heart of WFHR. She has been here through it all, seen it all, and most importantly, worked through it all. How many different ownership changes? How many different programming changes? How many times the scheduling changes? How many different program systems that she's had to learn, including the last couple of months that she's been working behind the scenes here to learn wide orbit and learn all this? At her age, she could retire. She could leave. No, she wants to stick it through. She loves this place, and she doesn't want to, you know, leave us or leave us shorthanded or anything like that. She is one of the greatest people I've ever met. And one of the greatest people by far and away I've ever worked with.
You know, and she just rolls with it.
Oh,
you know, so thinking about all of the changes and everything and all of the new systems and does a great job and works way too much. I'm just going to say that.
Yep.
It's appreciated, but she is always here making sure everything is just so. And, you know, I think that that's also the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
Is that she's so committed and cares so much and is so loyal.
Yeah.
And those are certainly wonderful traits. And Pam, thank you so much for all that you do.
Appreciate
we know you're listening.
You. Appreciate you so much, Pam. Yeah. I know that she's listening because if we weren't on the air, she'd tell me. She would definitely send a shout out about that. Appreciate you, Pam, so very much. I wanted to touch on some Rafter baseball as well. Played a doubleheader yesterday, of course. Nicely done by the boys. Split the series. Game one, Lakeshore took us 6-2. Game two, we got some revenge. Rapids up 9-1 over Lakeshore in that second game. Both seven-inning doubleheader right there.
Wow, that's a big swing.
Yeah. Not,
nice.
Not bad.
Great job, guys.
I don't know if Coach saved a little bit for the second game or not, but it felt like that to me. Not to say that you were just calling, you know, phoning in the first game by any means, but it did feel like a little bit like they were saving a little bit for that second game, and especially you want to end a doubleheader on a win when you're going into a three game away stand here where the Rafters are going to be in Madison the next two nights. They'll be we got a 6:20 pregame for tonight, 4:50 pregame for tomorrow, and then Sunday they're up in Fond du Lac. That game will kick off at 12:50. Monday, we'll be back with more show for you, of course, and we'll be here with Playmakers from 3 to 4. We will pregame for you. We'll tailgate for you leading into the Rafters game against Fond du Lac.
Wait, you guys tailgate here during that time?
Kind of. you really don't want to have a grill in the studio here.
Start listening more.
5:50, our pregame will start for that game, where we're home for that game, and that's a Military Monday game, keep in mind, everybody.
Perfect.
All of our veterans, please feel free to head to Witter Field to get into the ballpark for free.
That's always a fun game to go to.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than to just go thank our community members for their service. But it's really cool. I've been to that game a few times, and it just is top list of opportunities.
Couldn't
for
agree
being
with
at
you
a
more.
Rafter game.
It's great to see all the vets. It's great to see the people. But it's also, I think, a great way to kick off the week.
Like, absolutely.
Getting in a ball game, getting to the park and everything. It's a great way to start things off. We are going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We will come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news in this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. And I got a fun one today, everybody. It's quotes. We're going to quotes
oh,
for today.
No.
Movie quotes. Oh, yeah. We're going back on this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's just by getting our star of the day right. Be listening for that in a little bit. And plenty more coming up for you right here on, I almost said the wrong call letters, WFA. I almost did it.
Where are we?
WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Ooh, are we supposed to throw the name in there? I don't know if that's...
I think we were. There was a little gap.
Yeah,
you can say me. It's
a gap.
Fine.
Terry. You just throw the name in, and that's really good, actually. That's really smart.
We're just a little past my half birthday, so go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It counts. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Of course, we don't just celebrate Friday today. We celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we love being able to celebrate with all of you. And we get into July, which reminds us that be sure to join us when we come back on Monday. We're going to get to pull a winner for the month of June.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That is going to be very cool. We're looking forward to pulling those winners, but we got to get to our last qualifiers today, Terry. And we got a good list. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 possible qualifiers
all right.
for today.
Four.
That gives us a...
Because I never get to say four.
Yeah, yeah.
There's usually only 2 or 3.
Happens to be my favorite number, too, so that works out.
Four?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's always been my, things have always happened to me on fours that seem good, and I'm the fourth James, so that kind of worked out. First up, a happy birthday to Dave Urban.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Dave, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish a great birthday to Jerry Klingforth.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Enjoy your day, Jerry. And celebrating their 39th anniversary, Pat and Kim Young.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two. That is a great one. We wish you a great anniversary. In our qualifier, celebrating their 16th anniversary, not to be outdone, that's nice, Bo and Sandy Ciplina.
Happy anniversary.
Bo and Sandy, we've had your anniversary many years, and I always love being able to announce it. I don't believe they've qualified before. Bo and Sandy sound so good together. It just sounds great. I always love saying that. That sounds good. Happy anniversary, you two. Celebrate all weekend long. Enjoy yourselves. On Saturday, we don't have a qualifier, but we do want to wish a very happy birthday to Kathy Stoner.
Oh, happy birthday, Kathy.
Jeff's wife and former Wisconsin Rapids resident. They live in Texas now. We wish him a good morning down there. Kathy's wonderful.
I hope Jeff spoils you all day tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Please do, Jeff. I have no doubt he will. Jeff's a good guy. He definitely
He's a
will.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. We miss you around here, Jeff. Anytime you're back in town, you should stop on by, both of you. We'd appreciate it. And please wish Kathy a happy birthday for us, sir. And we want to wish on a Sunday, I have 2 possible qualifiers, Terry.
All right, I'll take number 1.
All right, gives us our qualifier there. And it's a first up, a happy birthday to Alyssa Erdman.
I think it's Alyssa.
Alyssa yes. Erdman, thank you. Yes, Alyssa
Happy
Erdman.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Alyssa. Enjoy your day. And a happy birthday to our qualifier. And I guess he technically never really worked here, but he kind of felt like he did. Former GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Marty Quarters.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Martin was just so much fun to get to know and to work with here at the studios. I when we were first starting out, we didn't have anything really to anybody to reach out to or any contacts. We have no producers here. I'm the producer. We're the contact. It's Pam and I or Steph when she was here reaching out to any rafters or any other teams or anything like that. And Marty couldn't have been more like, hey, what do you need? What do
he
you want?
He is a great guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm quite envious because he posts on social media his landscape in Montana all the time. And I'm like, oh, very jelly.
Yeah. On his birthday, I'm not going to say anything, but I would appreciate if he'd just take a little bit of a break. I'm so jealous.
No, it's awesome. I love it.
It is awesome. I still talk to him from time to time, and he's doing really good out there.
Great guy.
Really enjoying retirement, well-earned, and left this team in a great position to succeed, as we saw in this past season with Coach Peckman. It's been really fun. Big shout-out to you, sir. Thank you so much for everything you did for our community. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays now, Terry. And first up on the list, one of the greatest athletes any of us have ever seen, and certainly one of our most decorated, or no, the most decorated Olympian of all time, talking about Mr. Michael Phelps, 38 today. All he did was win a total of 28 Olympic medals.
That's it.
And 23 of them are gold. That's all. Nothing much.
Isn't that really awesome?
Oh,
it's very cool.
There are moments that I will never forget in sports. And so many of them have to do with the Olympics. Seeing Carl Lewis at a young age, Flo Jo at a young age. And it always has to do usually with Americans. I love Usain Bolt, and I've enjoyed watching him because I'm a big track and field guy. But Michael Phelps, like watching him work was amazing. I don't still to this day believe I've seen a human being that can do what he's done. We've seen some good swimmers, but I haven't seen anybody that cut the water like
he did.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Really impressive athlete. I really appreciate, too, what he has done in his career since and bringing a lot of light to mental health. He was doing this before it was a public thing, talking about mental health and talking about the struggles that he had and how a little similar and a precursor to Simone Biles and some other Olympic athletes we've seen, he was able to push through. And I think that it just gives even more credit to some of what he was doing. Not that it takes any from anybody who wasn't, but just impressive. Well, all the more impressive what he was
level of perseverance.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Fantasia is 39, the third American Idol winner. I don't mean to be mean here. I forgot she won. I forgot there was a third American
Idol. I don't even know who that is. Yeah. I was thinking Disney's Fantasia.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie Kaplan is 41. She's Virginia on Masters. She is Marlene on Cloverfield. She was on Now You Can See Me Now. Lizzie Kaplan was also on a good TV show, too, for a while. She's a good actor. I like her. I'm trying to think. Oh, Party Down. Party Down was the name of the show that she was on. She was on that with Adam Scott and a couple of other, Jane Lynch, a couple of actors before they got their big break. Let me see. Molly Parker is 51. Maureen on Lost in Space. Monica Potter is 52. You know her as Christina on Parenthood and Lori on Boston Legal. She's been in a bunch of movies. Patch Adams, a couple other ones. Lead singer of the band Pantera and Down, Phil Anselmo, is 55. Phil, an incredible singer and songwriter. I've seen Pantera 4 times and still one of the greatest acts I've ever seen. It's not even completely my style of music, but I have a lot of love for a great showman. And it's interesting, Terry, over on our sister station, Wiz Country, I was talking about Brad Paisley being an amazing MC.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot of him hosting things, and I've watched a lot of his live work. And he works a crowd and works with the crowd. I think Phil is the same thing to me. He's one of those guys that's so good at working a crowd while also like being able to keep every note and sounding even better in person than he does on record. Very impressive artist to me. One of the greatest fighters of all time, whatever you want to say, Mike Tyson is 57 today. Nowadays, these guys come into the ring with a 20-minute intro. They're carried. They're wearing tons of stuff and everything. Mike Tyson walked down to the ring with a towel over his head and mama knock you out. And that's it. And he just knocked you out. He just took care of business and left the ring. That was it.
Something about that, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. There's to people that grew up watching Barry Sanders, it reminds me of Barry Sanders to a degree of how Barry would score this amazing touchdown and then just hand the ball to the ref. Like, that was it. Like, I like a little showmanship. I like some of that stuff. But I also have a lot of love for these guys that go in there. They got a job to do. They go in there and they do their job.
Here's what I'm here to do.
Yeah. I'm here to knock you out.
Not like that's these it. UFC fighters. Yeah. And all the hoopla.
There is not enough time in our 2-hour show to cover Mike Tyson off the field. Obviously, not one of the greatest human beings, and somebody who has also had a chance to kind of rebound in the public eye and kind of come out the other side. Mike Tyson has done Broadway and sold out Broadway. Julia Roberts couldn't even do that. Like, whatever you want to say about the man, like most people in life, there's good, there's bad. You got to cover it all. And still, for my father, the boxer that I grew up with and raised me as a boxer and love boxing, Muhammad Ali is favorite fighter of all time. And he'll tell you about Sugar Ray. He'll tell you about Jake LaMotta and Vinny Pazienza and some of these great fighters. But nobody had a 1-2 like Mike Tyson. Nobody had a 1-2 where with 2 punches, it doesn't matter who it was, he could take you out.
What did he do on Broadway?
He did a one-man show where he basically talked about his life. He broke down his life. He shared stuff that he's never shared before.
Kind of the precursor to TED Talks.
Yeah, maybe. One of the greater actors out there, Vincent D'Onofrio, is 64 today. You know him lately as Kingpin on Daredevil. He was Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, really one of his claim to fames. Great play as a Detective Gore in a Law & Order Criminal Intent. I got to do a read-through with him once. Really kind, really nice actor. Very, very gentle and kind for being such a gigantic, built-up man and everything. The great David Alan Greer is 67. Many of us remember him from In Living Color. He's one of the stars of In Living Color. Many, many different characters he was able to play on that show. And some people no longer with us, like the great, the legend, Lena Horne, born in 1917, passed away in 2010. Legendary Hollywood actress, R&B singer, and civil rights activist. Stormy Weather was her signature song. God, that's a good song. She played Glinda the Good opposite Diana Ross in The Wiz and some other great stuff, too. And let me see here. Let's look at July 1st birthdays real quick. See any headlines here with that. Liz Tyler is 46 on Saturday. Arwen in Lord of the Rings. Her father is Steven Tyler, of course. Raised by Todd Rundgren. Very, very interesting life for her. And a great actor. I think she's a very good actor. Maybe not as good, but one of my favorite actors, Andre Brower, is 61. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he's the captain of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was on Homicide, that show as well. Deborah Harry is 78 on Saturday. Blondie, famous singer and stuff. let's see. And Princess Diana would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Born in 1961, passed away way too young in 1997. Amazing human being who did a lot of good and really like was the game changer in many, many ways when it came to HIV and AIDS, where she was the first celebrity, the first public person we saw before anybody else in a hospital room with HIV patients, holding their hands, washing feet. Like things like
and,
that.
Yeah, just that level of compassion without, you know, without fear. And now she might have been, you know what I mean? Like she might have been fearful, but it was, I think it painted a really important picture for the public to see.
One of the last naive moments I had in my life was when she passed. I thought, okay, well, at least maybe this will stop. One of the good things that'll come of this, maybe we'll finally like shame these paparazzi and the TMZ people. Maybe we'll shame them out of business. I was so naive and so wrong about that. It only got worse. It only got even more. To the people that watch that stuff, to the people that take that stuff in, I mean, I don't begrudge anybody their entertainment, but there is nothing more low-hanging fruit than living off of other people's lives and their misery. I've always been very thankful that I'm the type of sports fan that I take more joy in my team winning than my rival losing. And I've never understood the human being that can't get enough of celebrity gossip and what's going on with this and all that. I just don't understand it. Why do you care? Who gives a dang? Like those that support TMZ and the paparazzi and all that stuff, it's just scummy to me. And the people that make a living off of it, like, get a job, because that is not a job. That is not journalism. That is nothing but tackiness. And we've already lost enough from it. I would like to think as a society, we would be able to turn around and shame that stuff and say, we got no time for that. There's better stuff out there. On Sunday, Margaret Robbie is celebrating her birthday. She's going to be 33. Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad got a great career she's building up. And the new Barbie movie where she's playing Barbie is coming out.
Oh, that's her. Yeah. Okay.
She's a good actress. Good actress. And let me see here on Sunday. Brett the Hitman Hart going to be 66, Wrestling Hall of Famer. Got to mention him. and the great Larry David going to be 76, Curb Your Enthusiasm star. And, of course, one of the co-creators of Seinfeld and many, many other great things. Big, big fan of Larry David. And wrapping up on Sunday, NASCAR legend Richard Petty, going to be 86.
Wow.
Retired in 92, season with 200 victories, almost twice as many as the very next driver on that list. One of the more iconic faces of sports, not just racing, but of sports. Mm-hmm. I don't think you even need to know NASCAR to know Richard Petty it was. That's going to wrap it up for our birthdays and anniversaries. One more time, I want to wish everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary a great one. Enjoy. Get yourself over to Misty's Menu and celebrate with them. We encourage you to do so. Buy local, support local, and good morning and a great good morning to our friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stidaway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's News coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play some quotes from a famous movie. This is going to be fun. You call up 424-2600. Let us know what movie it's from or maybe the actor who said the lines. Really any of the above. We ain't trying to stump you here. We're trying to get you some free Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. You get this right, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you're going to win yourself a family pack of four from the Rapids Culvers. That is two adult meals. That is two kids meals. That is a meal you don't have to think about. You don't have to cover.
That sounds perfect.
Only thing better than Culvers, free Culvers.
Free Culvers.
That's right. We're going to get to it this right now. Get ready to call 424-2600. Let us know what movie are we quoting here.
Maybe we ought to turn on the searchlights now.
No. That's just what they'll be expecting us to do.
And I'm going to play another one for you here.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
424-2600. Good morning. What's your answer?
Airplane?
That is correct.
Yay, nice job.
Yeah. Knew that one right away, did you? Or from the first quote or the second quote?
No, not the first clue, but the second clue.
Okay, all right. I thought I'd throw a little bit of a curveball in there with that second one. It's not as commonly known, but that second one.
Yeah, I didn't know the first one either. And as soon as you played the second one, then I was like, oh, got it.
Who do we have on the phone with us? Can I get your first name?
Ted.
Ted?
Ed,
thank you so much, Ed, for listening. We appreciate that. Where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. It's been a little while. Ed, appreciate you listening so much. Were you a big fan of Airplane?
Yeah, I loved it.
I still watch it. I still watch it from time to time. Anytime I see it on or something, I have to. I can't help myself.
Sorry. I'm thinking when you asked his name, Ed should have said Shirley.
Oh, that's good. Ed, we appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Hang on the line. I'm going to get some information from you. And I also got to get my agent your information because you're our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ed.
Appreciate you. Yeah, he's a good listener. That's a good guy right there. They appreciate that, Ed. So I didn't do this just because it's some of the funniest lines in TV and movie history. But on this day, actually, in 1980, the comedy film Airplane, written and directed by David Zucker, Jim Abrams, and Jerry Zucker, and starring Robert Hayes, Julie Haggerty, and, of course, the voice you heard right there, the great Leslie Nielsen.
1980, you said?
Yep. Premiered on this day in 1980.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I had to celebrate that. And actually, Terry, it has another tie-in. Our first star of the day was that. This was our first star of the day. This one right here.
Maybe we ought to turn on the searchlights now.
No. I'm sorry.
It must have been the other one.
It was this one.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
Oh, just gets me every time. I can't listen to it enough. I love the great Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen was a classically trained actor, making his way here in this state and doing very good at it, but needed a break, needed that big break. The Zuckers hire him, and he's like, well, I don't do comedy. Like, we don't want you to do comedy. We want you to do this straight-faced. We want you to do it straight-laced. And it was one of the greatest casting decisions in comedy history.
And he's so funny.
So good. So good. Lovely. Some Leslie Nielsen. Just one of the greatest actors, comedic actors of all time. We're going to talk to Ed, get some information from him. We'll be back with more fun and be listening every Friday for your chance to be our star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Friday. Little Foo Fighters playing us into the break. Got some good stuff going on in this segment right here. We, of course, are going to get into plenty and take it right to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, got a little bit of entertainment news. Not too much. I want to touch on some other local stuff that we got going on here, entertainment-wise. We'll get to that with you. We'll also got a Danny Wright story. Good stories of the day, some local good stuff. And we'll wrap up our show getting an update with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to all of that, Terry. But one other thing I want to get into next hour, I got this one, the 10 best things about being a parent.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have some fun with that list. We'll see if there's any outliers, and we'll see how much we agree with it.
We'll see if there's 10.
We'll see. That should be fun. We'll do that next hour. Right now, I've got another 10, the 10 types of people you see at every barbecue. we're not even going to get all 10 in. I'll tell you that right now. I guarantee there's probably some that are not safe for this station. So,
can we just bleep?
We can bleep. We can have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's your technique at a barbecue? Do you grab some food and then go back and if you want more, or do you just go once and pile as much as you can? Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own thing with this.
It depends. Yeah. I'm not weird about food touching, but I don't want my, like, sweet stuff with so I'm just thinking at a barbecue there's maybe like beans or something you know, then you got bean juice all over. I don't know.
I'm with you. No, 100%. I hate the juices I'm getting on my food.
But I don't care if it's all like savory food if it mixes, but I just can't have my sweet and my, you know, so my dessert and my meal mixing together.
I don't like if I've got on a paper plate corn and a hot dog and the corn juice getting on the bun of the hot dog
and soaks
like
all in there.
I can't handle it. I don't like it. That's why I treat a barbecue like a buffet. I grab a couple things and I go back and I grab a couple things and I go back and
I'd rather graze though than eat a huge plate of stuff.
I pretty much graze anyway.
And I probably eat more doing that than if I just filled a plate.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, there's something about it.
Well, a new poll found 28% of us are pilers, where you where your whole plate is covered and there's a mound of food on it. Plate pilers were voted the most common type of person seen at barbecues.
Plate pilers.
I already disagree with this list. I'm already disagreeing with it. So you want to start at number one? Well, they already spoiled number one for us, so you want to just start right there?
Yeah.
So that is number one, the person who piles way too much on their
plate. But you do see those people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I agree. Oh, yes, they're definitely there.
I am the son of one. My father is that
now,
guy.
Now, if you eat your whole pile, fine. But don't go somewhere, pile up all this food, and then waste it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ain't right.
I mean, if it's something you truly don't like, if you try something, then that's different. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't try too much.
A third of the way through your pile, and then you're like, oh, I'm full.
You know, when you want to try the coleslaw, don't grab too much. Just grab a little bit.
Yeah.
The person who gets their food delivered to them without getting up...
Don't you kind of aspire for that to be you?
I have no problem with this because anytime I've ever seen it, it was always an elderly statesman person.
Oh, you know, yeah. The or sometimes you see a spouse doing it.
Yes, yes. That I think, especially, say one parent is watching the kid and you go and grab the food for both of you. Like, I've done that. That doesn't seem like I've seen people do that before, too. The drinker who keeps asking if anyone else needs another beer.
Hey, at least they're asking.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
They're willing to come back with a whole armful.
I got a buddy that does this, and I maintain that the only reason he asks is so he can get up to get another beer.
And then it justifies it, kind of. Exactly. You know what I mean? You're like, hey, you need one?
I had to grab one for so-and-so, I mean, I had to get up.
Fair. It's fair.
Oh, it's a well-played move. It's a well-played move. I have all the respect for it. The person who will definitely drop food on the ground at some point. Dogs love this person. The dog will follow this person around like a shadow. I've seen that. It's usually little kids, too. It's usually young.
Okay, so when it's kids, it's one thing, but when it's adults, why?
Oh, yeah. No. You can't get away with it as an adult. The person, usually a guy, who offers unsolicited grilling advice. This would be number one on mine. I don't care if you are grilling by yourself in your backyard in the country. You wait a couple minutes, and like all of a sudden, over your shoulder will appear a man. Like, yeah, that's not how I'd do it. Yep.
Don't forget to take a drink of your beer while you're doing it.
You're going to want to flip that. I just flipped it. What are you talking about? Like, there's always... I have actually very little experience with a backseat driver, but I have tons of experience with the backseat griller. Don't be a backseat griller. If somebody asks for advice, sure, but don't be that guy.
But, you know, if you are the griller... Just get the grilling done before the people come.
Oh, yeah.
You can mitigate that a little bit.
Then there's the other guy, and I don't know if this guy's going to show up or not, but the guy who has to let everybody know this is his job. This is what he does in life. He is the grill man. If he was a superhero, he'd be grill man. Everything is built up to this moment where he's the griller. I got a little of that in me, so I'm not picking on it, but that definitely exists.
So I know someone who... has like a really nice, you know, name brand grill, and I'm just not going to go too much deep into it because it's possible they're listening, but it's hilarious because every time there's grilling going on, this person is like, oh, well, on my blah, blah, I do this. And it's just like, dude, really?
Cousin-in-law, because he's married to my cousin, Lisa, but John and I, we were at a last family reunion we had in Illinois, and our uncle asked us to cook, and it's like for an Italian family, so you know there's a lot of people. And we're like, all right, I don't know about this, and really weren't looking forward to it. We're kicking dirt and all this, and then we see his brand new grill. And my uncle David comes from money, and this grill is still it's the Cadillac of grills. I've never worked on a grill nicer than this. We couldn't have been more excited to cook. We were like, "Where's more meat? Like, we want even more to cook here and everything." That thing is still the nicest thing I've ever cooked on in my life. It was awesome. How about the person who shows up but doesn't eat anything? I don't know if I've seen much of that.
It kind of depends. If it's like an open house kind of thing, you know, like come on over from, you know, whatever. But yeah, if you're coming for a meal.
Yeah.
you know, specifically for a meal.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird that you don't eat anything.
It is. It is.
Or at least if you're doing that, say why. Not that you have to explain, but you could be like, oh, I, you know, had lunch late, or I just don't, I don't typically eat the, I don't know, but I think it is weird when people just kind of.
I don't think it's a bad idea to do, especially you don't want people thinking that you just don't like their food.
Yeah, like know? They kind of just lurk in the background and don't, I don't know.
I'd rather come across as, you know, maybe I didn't, maybe I shouldn't have eaten beforehand than rude. I'd rather than rude. Oh, I just don't want to eat your food. Yeah, that doesn't seem right. That's not going to go over well.
I'm just thinking of, I kind of do this sometimes. not with the food part, but I like to bake. And so I'm just not a big boughten bakery kind of person. So when I go somewhere, like I'll choose like how much garbage am I going to eat, right? And then so maybe I have another of something else because I see it's boughten cake or whatever. Like it's just not my thing. And it's funny because my sister-in-law will call me on it. She's like, you're not going to eat my cake, are you? And I'm like, actually, no, I'm not.
At least you're honest.
Nope, I'm going to have another burger instead.
No spoiler alert.
I mean, no. I don't know.
The meat eater who's about to try a vegan option and wants everyone to care and everyone to know. I'm like, I when I was younger, I would do this with foods I'd never tried.
Like,
before.
I'm just gonna eat this veggie burger now.
But I could be honest. I was not comfortable in my own skin at my young age. Around my family was some of the only times that I felt like, quote, performing and you know, doing something. So yeah, I would definitely try to make my family laugh, and you know, the faces I would make when I tried something or whatever.
I think it depends who you're with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's just your family, then sure. But if it's a bigger kind of cookout or something, it's...
Plus, it's all in fun. I mean, it's not like, I could see how some people might find it annoying, but I think it's meant in fun. The person who won't eat with their hands, they always use utensils. That one, I'm not going to begrudge anybody that, but it is one of the weirdest things to me to see somebody eating a hot dog or a brat with a knife and fork.
With a bun.
With a bun.
I can handle it without the bun.
Yeah, with the bun.
But with the bun, that's... weird.
It's that's saying something coming from me. That when I call something weird, you know it's got to be a little bit. The only thing worse than that to me is seeing somebody eat pizza that way. I can't wrap my mind around.
Yeah, there are just certain things you should eat with your hands.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. To each their own, but I don't get it. The person who wants to take over the music and be the DJ. Yes. Yes. What are you playing this for? You know, there's always that. There's always that.
Yeah. So if you notice somebody trying to Bluetooth into your speaker, decline them.
Yes. 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 The person who shows up with their own chair.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. I'm thinking that this list wasn't meant to be like a list of annoying people.
Not necessarily that ain't right. It's just people watching things. Yeah.
The poll also came up with four steps you can take to be seen as the perfect guest at any 4th of July barbecue or any really barbecue. Number one, bring something. Offer to help the host. Before you eat, ask if you can get food for someone else. And before you leave, offer to clean up. So basically, common politeness.
But that is, and all of those are really nice, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm inclined to say, oh, no, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm inclined to say no. But then sometimes I've had it where I've been the one that's offered, and they're like, oh, it would be so nice if you could help with this. And you're happy to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I agree.
I will just start picking up. I'm going to leave in 5 or 10 minutes. I'm just grabbing stuff. And
I mean, if I'm the host and I think people should go home, I start picking up too.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, that is a great one. They're missing one of the biggest ones on this list, and you just teed me up perfectly, Terry. The person that doesn't know when to leave. Every party in human history has this.
Yep.
That person, you're looking at your watch, you're yawning, you're doing everything you can, and they do not get
it. And, like, you're trying not to sometimes, but then sometimes it's like, okay, come on. You know, this party had an end time of it on it, and it was, like, 4 hours ago. Like, okay, dude.
Like your significant other's asleep, and it's just you and this person awake, and they still don't get it. Hey, we're keeping the party going. No, we're not. No, you are keeping the party going. You, that's it. Like, you can go ahead and keep this party going. Like, oh, you know what? Bring it on the road. You know, go ahead and keep it going somewhere else, like at your house. We're done here. We're done.
Or, you know, though, sometimes, so there's that, and that's bad. Then sometimes there's the other extreme. Like, let's say you say the party is from 5 to 8.
Yeah.
And then you have those people who it's like at 7:55, they're like, oh, I guess we got to get going. Yeah. Like, they try to guilt you because you are like wrapping up your 5-hour party. You know, it's kind of like, well.
You know, it had to end sometime.
Like, how about just be like, okay, well, you know, thanks. We'll see you guys later.
Did you think you were moving in? Did you, I mean, this was going to end eventually. This, I don't know. That ain't right. We actually are going to wrap up the hour on a That Ain't Right story here because I thought this was too funny, and I don't know when else we're going to be able to include it. Mail delivery in a Kansas neighborhood was halted for nearly 2 months because of what the U.S. Postal Service described as a vicious dog that neighbors said might not even exist. Residents of 3,000 blocks south of Terrence, right outside of Kansas City, said mail delivery was halted on April 29th after a local post office sent them a letter saying a vicious dog was creating hazardous conditions for delivery workers. Lisa White said that she and her neighbors were unaware of any such dog. She says, quote, I walk my big dog every morning and I don't see this dog they're talking about. The U.S. Postal Service revealed earlier this month that 5,300 employees were attacked by dogs while delivering mail in 2022. Kansas City did not make the top 25 list, but Kansas City, Missouri did rank 8th.
You know, so, okay, I get that. There is that whole dog biting thing, and that's not okay.
Yeah,
and our postal workers need to be, I mean, they need to be safe.
Yeah.
But if there's not even a real dog that no one's ever seen, if I'm the neighbor, I'm getting a little PO'd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting my mail.
We don't have enough empathy. We don't treat our postal workers well enough. We don't pay them enough. And they do not have enough hands on deck. But all that being said, I'm completely with you, Terry. Yeah, they got a job to do. I believe it's rain, sleet, snow.
So you think it was like a little recorded chihuahua, like when someone walks by, it's just to get people's attention?
I have a feeling it was that, or this was one of those things where one postal worker saw a dog that freaked them out, and this just like built up like old wives' tale or something like that. And like by the time, like a game of telephone, by the time it got to the actual postmaster, it's this big vicious dog. It's Cujo or something like that, you know?
Maybe Cujo lives.
Maybe. That ain't right. Either way, that ain't right. That's that story. I got some good stuff coming up for you right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.